It's The Takeaway on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. Since yesterday afternoon, New Yorkers have been asking each other, did you feel it? The earthquake was centered in Virginia, but tremors shook plenty of buildings here in our area. Depending on where you work, though, and what kind of building you work in, you may not have noticed the earthquake at all. Here to talk to us about it is Fred Schwartz. He has his own firm in Soho and has designed buildings around the world to withstand earthquakes. Fred, thanks for joining us this morning. If you were in a building here in the city that shook during the earthquake, what does that say about how safe that building really is?
Just because a building shakes doesn't mean it's safe or unsafe. When you have an earthquake of that magnitude, buildings are going to shake. The older buildings, I think, are very safe. They were designed to be robust. People had the knowledge of designing for earthquakes. And then in 1995, our city passed a more stringent design code for new buildings that are basically designed to the same or similar conditions as if you would design a building in San Francisco or Los Angeles in California that has the highest seismic zone rating.
Say if you're in a building on Canal Street, and how different is that from being in a skyscraper near Wall Street during an earthquake?
Okay, it's a lot different because in Canal Street, we're near an old canal. The buildings' foundations don't go very deep, so they're subject to something called liquefaction, where the soil's moving around more. So those buildings may feel, in fact, more movement than a high rise. In a high rise where the foundation goes down to Manhattan schist, Manhattan rock, it's a much more solid foundation. The buildings are designed to the most advanced ideas about construction and structure that all refer to very stringent engineering requirements for safety for structure. So if you're feeling swaying, it's designed so it will sway, so it won't be, let's say, snap or break. So it's a normal phenomenon to feel that. And if you go around and see all these videos on the web, you'll see things shaking but not necessarily breaking. I call it the rope-a-dope. well, Muhammad Ali called it over, but I think it's kind of like the building absorbs. It's really like a rope-a-dope situation.
Well, how about the city's older structures built decades ago? How would they fare?
The real older structures, the buildings that are most at risk, and we've dealt with this in California where we've gone back and retrofitted, are freestanding brick buildings. Now, our city doesn't have a lot of freestanding brick buildings because we have row houses. So those are at risk because they're very old. They may have not been, they weren't designed to any seismic code. They were designed to common sense where the bricks were very wide. And those brick buildings, though, let's say, are row houses. They act with each other, supporting each other supporting each other more horizontally. So it's the horizontal movement that you're worried about in earthquakes. You're not worried about the vertical movement, which is the normal support of a building.
Now, Fred, one of your most recent projects here in the city was building the new Staten Island Ferry Terminal. Now, were you worried about that structure when the quake hit yesterday?
I was. Of course, it's the first building I thought of because it's my, you know, it's my baby. But I wasn't worried because we very particularly spent time on the seismic issue because it was designed. It started in 1996, right after the New York City earthquake code was revised and updated. So we were paying very careful attention to those issues in designing the building. And the chief engineer, Earl Baim, emailed me immediately and said everything was fine. You guys did a good job. So I felt good. I mean, that building sits part on water and part on land, so it's very complicated in terms of its movement. So I did think of that first.
And quickly, how strict are New York City's building codes
extremely
when it comes to earthquakes?
Extremely strict. I mean, when we're designing, they're as extreme as any building code, especially post 9/11, where we even updated our building codes. Again, they're voluminous and massive, and we have to follow the codes to the letter of the law. But more than that, it's your responsibility just as a doctor. You're an architect, and you're responsible for public safety and designing to the code.
We'll leave it there, Fred. Thank you so much. Fred Schwartz is a member of the American Institute of Architects.